The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northwest Florida.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're with Pep Talk this morning. And with Pep Talk, we are very excited to have as our guest from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. We have Lori, let me make sure I pronounce this right, Lori Oswald. She's our Director of Development with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Kaylee Smith, who is our Match Specialist. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the studio and to Pep Talk.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
And so tell us a little bit about Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I'm pretty familiar with how this works, but someone tuning in this morning may have heard a little bit about it. So just maybe we could start with just with the basics of what you do.
Awesome. Yeah, so we are a one-to-one mentoring organization. So we take kids who have faced some sort of adversity in their life, and we pair them with a mentor who comes through our program, who is screened, and we pair them, like, we'll pair, like, a little is what we call the child with a big, and they usually have similar interests. Sometimes they've experienced similar life things. So just to give them that support system, just to have somebody to speak to, maybe help them with their schoolwork, things of that nature.
Well, it's really a great program. I have a lot of friends who have done it over the years and been mentors. And so tell me a little bit, one of the things I would love to hear, tell me a success story.
So one of the success stories I've personally been working on right now. So we have a little who's been in the program since she was about 8 years old. She's been matched with her big now for almost 10 years. I think it'll be 10 years
Wow. This
year. I know. And so she was kind of on the fence about, like, going to college. And then I think last year she just had, like, this joy about college and her future and stuff. And so she actually just submitted her college application, and the things that she has been through to submit that college application. And she's even been accepted to some, like, local colleges. So
wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. Got early acceptance. So, she's doing great. So I think that's just the biggest thing, that has touched my heart, just cause I've worked so personally and so close with them.
It's just so important to have someone like that in your life that can mentor you. So that's really, I love that story.
Yeah.
So now, Kaylee, you're here to talk a little bit about, Laurie is here to talk a little bit about the Director of Development. And then you said you have a couple of big things coming up, a birthday party or a celebration. What's that all about?
Yes, absolutely. So November is our birthday month, and we are 35 years old.
Wow.
Yes. We opened the first Big Brothers, Big Sisters in Northwest Florida in 1989, November of 89. And last year, we decided, you know what, we need to celebrate this, and we need to recognize how far we've come since 1989. So this year, for our birthday, we have partnered with Arby's Foundation. They have been a longtime partner with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. They're amazing. And we've talked to them about our birthday, and they have offered to match dollar for dollar for every donation that we receive this month, all the way up to $20,000.
Wow,
yes.
That is incredible.
Yes. So you'll see a lot of social media posts. We're doing some flashback Fridays back from the 80s. We'll show some pictures on how we have been thriving for the past 35 years. And you can go on our website, which is bethebig.org, and donate now. And again,
bethebig.org.
That is it, yes. And you can go to donate now or donate today. And again, anything you donate will be matched dollar for dollar. So we'll have the entire month of November the ability to do that. Our goal is $20,000, and Arby's will match it, and we'll hopefully end up at the end of the month with a $40,000 jackpot for us, which is an amazing.
That
amazing.
Would be fantastic.
So, yes.
Because you do so much good for these kids. And, you know, I think that the bigs benefit as well, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I am not so much on the program side, but I see it just being around it all the time. And I think what I hear often from these bigs is, you know, I expected to go in and change this child's life and then learn so much, but you know what? They've changed mine, and I've learned more from them than I think that they've learned from me.
And that's not surprising
at all. Absolutely.
Okay, and you also mentioned that you have another event coming up.
We do. So this December, we have partnered with Cordova Mall, which was very, very exciting for us, and we are going to have a Holly Jolly Mall walk inside of Cordova Mall, so no need to worry about it being raining, snowing, wind, nothing. It's December 14th. That's a Saturday before Christmas Eve, actually about 10 days before. And it's from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'm sorry, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And it is a 5-mile slow walk through the mall. Registration is $20 for adults, which is 13 and up. Children ages 4 through 12 is $10. And then, of course, 3 and under is free. And then if you decide to get a group together, a lot of our partners are going to get their business to form a big walking group. And if you do a group of 4 or more, your registration price goes down to $12 per person.
Okay.
So again, you can go to bethebig.org and click on events, and you'll see the Holly Jolly Mall Walk, and there's a link to register for that. It's going to be amazing. They're opening the mall for us before anyone else can get in there. We'll have Santa. We'll have some characters. We'll have hot cocoa. We're going to have donut holes. And a lot of our partners are going to be on the route giving out the giveaways and cheering people on. We'll have Christmas carolers walking through. So it's really going to be an experience, and we're really, really excited to partner with the mall and do something fun for the family, extremely festive and fun. And it's all for a good cause. It helps our program.
And what's the date again for that?
Saturday, December 14th at Cordova Mall.
That sounds fantastic. Absolutely. Now, should you dress up like an elf?
Well, so if you read, you can dress up however you want. We are encouraging people to go as festive as possible. With registration, every single person that registers gets a Holly Jolly Mall Walk t-shirt.
Nice.
So you can wear that. You can come in with, you know, antlers or elf ears or whatever you want to do. We do have some Whoville characters coming. We have a snowman. We have a gingerbread man. So it's going to be really fun for the kids, too, because the mall walk itself should only take about 45 minutes, and they're letting us stay in the mall until it opens. So Santa will be there before the crowd gets there, and you can really have some one-on-one time with your child and Santa before it gets crazy, because it is the weekend before Christmas.
True, yes.
And
yes.
You can, and hopefully some of the stores are going to partner with us, open up a little bit early. Some are giving giveaways, and you can do maybe a little shopping before it gets crazy.
So are you going to need some volunteers for this event?
Absolutely. We always need volunteers. They actually help us make these events successful. So if you're interested in that as well, you can go to our website, bethebig.org, and call the number and let them know that you'd like to volunteer to help. And we always have room for new volunteers.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
It really does. And what a great way to raise awareness and have fun and raise a little money at the same time.
Absolutely.
Love those kinds of events. Those are great.
Yes.
So in talking about a little bit about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and I was looking on your website to see you have so many different programs, and that's what this funding is going to support.
Absolutely.
Correct? So I've known Paula Schell for many years, and she's your executive director.
Sure.
And I probably don't know anyone with a bigger heart.
True.
and also very good at what she does.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the, Kaylee, this probably being your area as the match specialist, but people don't understand it's not just the partnering, which is a critical part of the whole program, of course, but there are some other programs I'm noticing. Like one of them, I was curious about the grandparents program. That sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, so that is, so the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren is actually a grant that we're funded by. And so we have a lot of kids who are either they're being raised by their grandparents, and we have a lot of kids who are being raised by their great-grandparents. Their parents are either struggling with, a lot of our kids' parents struggle with, like, addiction. They struggle with other things just kind of in life, and so they are being raised by their grandparents or their great-grandparents. So this is kind of like a grant for those types of kids to help them get the help that they need. We also have other programs, such as like our site-based program and our community-based, and those kind of tailor towards like people's different schedules. So our site-based program is takes place in our schools. So we would pair a big with a little in the school. It could be like a school closest to your house or close to your job. So it's kind of convenient in that way. And this only requires 1 hour a month for mentoring. It happens during the school day for a kid, typically during their special area. And the volunteer will just meet them at the school. They can work on a craft together, work on just play games, educational games. They can work on just extra schoolwork to help the child succeed. So it's not as big of a commitment as I think some people make it out to be, and it's also not as much of a financial commitment. Our community-based program is it's a little bit more flexible. And I actually participate in the community-based program as well. It's so rewarding just to see my little succeed in her academics and then succeed actually like in learn like real world skills. So this is about 4 hours a month commitment. It's you can do it however many times a week or however many times a month you want. Typically like once a week is what most of our volunteers do, but it's only you only have to do twice a month. And so you can take your little out in the community and do things like you guys can go to Sky Zone. You guys could just go to the park, go to the library. It doesn't have to be big, extravagant things, just spending one-on-one time with a child. So
if you just join us, we're talking with Lori and Kaylee from Big Brothers Big Sisters. And we're on Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you have any questions, you can text us at 850-437-1620. So you have the site-based. So that's just an hour a month to go to the school and actually spend time, or the community-based where you make a little bit more of a commitment of about what, 4 hours a month?
Yeah.
You were saying
site-based is probably it's one hour a week, so 4 hours a month, and then community-based is probably a little bit more, but it doesn't have to be more than 4 hours a month if you can't give more than 4 hours a month. So
then do you also have people who are sponsors throughout the year that support the programs?
We do. We actually implemented annual investors in the past 2 years, where some of our past partners who have just specifically sponsored one particular event. We're a pretty heavy event agency. We have about 6 to 7 throughout the year. So we came out with annual investors where these sponsors came on and sponsored all of our events for the entire year.
See, that's great.
It's amazing. And they also get to, you know, with these sponsorships, you get to attend these events. And it's great because we don't want anyone to just think that we have this one big event each year. We have a lot of really great ones, and our littles can attend these, and we have great volunteer opportunities. So they get very involved. So we have about 7 annual investors this year. So that's very exciting.
So if someone was interested in being an investor for 25, who would they contact?
They would contact me. Absolutely. Okay. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, how much does it cost for a match? I mean, that is a question that we get. And every year it seems to be going up a little bit. And there is an intense process to create a match. There's background checks. There's support.
That was my next question.
Yes, absolutely. So I believe right now we're about $2,052 per match to support.
That much, really?
For 1 year. Yes.
I would never have guessed that.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a lot. And we have our match specialist, and Kaylee can tell you exactly what she does, but they are supporting the match. That means that they are constantly keeping up with the little, the big, and the guardian all throughout the year to make sure everything is going well. So it is a great program, and it's free for these littles and their family. So that's why these fundraisers are so important. It's to help support the matches throughout the year.
So you have the birthday event this month and then and donations, and then you also have the Holly Jolly.
Yes.
Is there other events throughout the year?
We do. Our biggest event of the year is called the Big Gala, and that is our signature event. And this year we're super excited about it. It is not until February 8th. So it will be the new year, but this is our big one, and everyone loves it, and we're excited. We've done a lot of changes this year. This year, the gala is going to be at the new event space downtown called the Sanctuary.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yes.
Is that the
it
Gadsden
is the old church?
Right. I've
yes,
seen that.
Yes. We've got Classic City Catering coming in and doing an amazing dinner.
They're so good.
Yes. And then for our entertainment, we are so excited about this. We have the Molly Ringwalds coming.
Oh, how fun.
Yes. So our theme is called Don't Stop Believin', and it is going to be 80s themed. It's normally a formal event, and we're going to go a little bit more casual and fun this year. We're asking all of our guests to come in as they're in their favorite 80s attire, prom/cocktail. So we're going to have a lot of fun that night. And there are still limited tables available. We usually sell out by sponsorships.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we sell out through sponsorships, so we never have the opportunity to purchase individual tickets.
If
we do, it'll usually be about a week or two before the event, if we have any openings where people have said they can't attend and things like that. But we usually have about 280 to 300 people there. It is an amazing evening. Everything everything raised goes towards the program and benefits the children of Northwest Florida.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So
absolutely.
If my company wanted to sponsor,
yes,
they would contact you.
Yep.
Is there a phone number or an email, or what's the best way to get in touch with
you?
Because they probably should do that now, right?
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
The event in February?
Absolutely. You can certainly call us at 850-433-433. 5437. Or again, you can go to our website, bethebig.org, and you can check, click on the staff and you can look up my name, and I have an email in there, and of course you can call the office as well.
So. And that's Kaylee Smith.
That's Lori Oswald.
I'm sorry, Lori.
Yes.
Lori.
That's okay.
Lori Oswald.
That's okay. Yes.
Lori's our manager.
Yes.
Lori is our development.
Absolutely.
And Kaylee's our manager.
So we have all different levels available to sponsor. So if you only have a couple people that want to attend, we have some of the lower levels. And if you want a full table of 10, we have that level available as well.
That sounds
great. It
will
sell out in the next couple months.
That sounds great. Okay, so we're going to go back now to talk a little bit more about the matches, Kaylee, because I'm very curious. Let's say now I come to you and I say, you know what, I'm kind of interested, but I don't know what I want to do, but I'm thinking about being a big. What happens next? Is there a training process? Is there a way that I sign up? Does it cost me anything? I mean, can you talk a little bit about that? Because someone listening today might be intrigued and think, you know, I've been wanting to do something. It's coming up on the end of the year. The holidays are coming.
Yeah, for sure. So we actually do a pre-match training for those bigs who, or those volunteers who are kind of on the fence about becoming a volunteer. It kind of just walks you through like what the requirement is, what program might be the best option for you. It gives you like a short little quiz about like what like time you have available during your week. And so then based on that, like we would kind of follow through with the application process. And so that's where we would give you an application just asking about like basic stuff just about you. We also check like your references and stuff. So we ask you to provide 3 references, and then we'll get you through an interview process. It's not like an interrogation. I know that sometimes is, some people will come in like business attire, and I think that it's kind of intimidating for some people, but it's really just a chance for us to get to know you, because we want to pair you with the little that we think is best for you, because we do interview all of the littles as well. And so after that, then we'll do your background screening. It's free for everybody to go through the process and to become a big. However, if anybody would like to donate to the background screening process, it's only $40. So we do have that. And then after that, we kind of just go through all the checks. We do the background checks, driving checks on you. And then we do what's called a match meeting. So we will pair the big and the little together after we find the perfect little for them. And it's just a time for them to get to know one another. They do like a little get to know you game. We have like this fun beach ball game where they ask each other questions. They spend about an hour in that room together with the parent and with their match specialist. And it's just, they plan their first outing, go over some paperwork, and then they kind of just go and do the program together. So,
well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And my understanding then, do you find that you have enough bigs right now, or are you still looking for more bigs? Because somewhere someone was telling me that especially you need men. Is that correct?
Yes, that
to be 100%, big brothers.
Yeah, 100% correct. I don't ever think that we'll have enough mentors to help the kids in our community. Because I think that every kid could use a mentor something going on in their life. So currently right now we have 200 and I think it's 284 as of today, littles on our waiting list. And
oh,
that's,
my gosh.
Yes. And that's
284.
And the highest it's ever been.
Oh my goodness. How do they get on the list, by the way? I mean, how do you identify a child, or how does a child sign up, or a parent or someone that knows a child that might benefit from this? How does that work?
So we just do active recruiting a lot of our littles have come, through just like back to school events. So we had a good majority come from there, but actually like our schools will recommend the littles or the kids that they see struggling, and they'll say, hey, like, why don't you sign up for this program? We have a lot of kids in our program who go and tell their neighbors, tell their friends about the program, and they sign up. So just, I mean, honestly, word of mouth is such a big thing.
And I imagine some of the littles will tell their friends about the experience.
Sure.
Too, I would imagine.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think is the stumbling block for men?
I think that women are typically more nurturing. And so I think whenever some men sign up, they think that they're going to have to take care of a child. When in reality, you're just forming a friendship with somebody who's younger than you. So I think that they think that, I'm going to have to nurture this kid. And so I think it's really just about forming a friendship with the kid to try to get them to talk to you about what's going on.
And aren't they allowed to do other things, too? So, for example, they could possibly, I could be wrong about this, but take their little fishing or to a baseball, like a Blue Wahoos game things like that. So it doesn't have to be so serious, I suppose, is what I'm looking for. Because I think sometimes, no offense, guys, but sometimes guys are a little afraid of that.
Right.
And this might be just, think of it being as like a little brother that you can have fun with and show them the ropes. And I'm sure in that experience of being at the baseball game, you might talk about more serious things. But isn't it a lot about the doing?
Yes.
With the child?
Sure. It is. And one of Paula's favorite things to say, which is so true, is that I know a lot of people think, I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I already have a family. I already have a job. Paula always says, we're not asking you to give more time to a little. We're just asking you to spend the time that you already have with them.
Mm, very good. That sounds like her. That sounds like her. It's just an amazing program, and I can't even imagine the number of lives that have been touched. It said 35 years that you've been in existence.
Yes.
Can you think of any of the other stories that have really impacted you along the way?
Gosh.
I think, honestly, every story is a unique story. I think probably one of the ones I'm thinking of is probably, I don't know if I'm allowed to say names, so I'm not going to, but we had a big who, he was a mentor to two boys, and these two boys were actually raised by their grandmother, and so they were matched for, I want to say, probably like maybe like five years, 6 years.
Wow.
Or something. And so he ended up becoming their, whenever the grandmother passed away, he actually ended up becoming like their guardian.
Oh, wow.
Which probably is going to make people stray away because it's not that big of a commitment, but this is just like how
just
much
happened.
Of
it,
you
know, it
yes.
Way, yeah.
And this is just how much of an impact it makes on everybody involved. So I think that that's just a unique story. And then I think there's so many more.
No doubt about it. Well, we're coming up to our final couple of minutes here. So let's give out some information. If someone's interested, we'll start with the bigs and the littles. Anybody interested, who should they contact? How do they get involved?
So there's a few ways. They can either go to bathebig.org, and there is a volunteer section that they can fill out, like an online application, or they can call the office at 850-433-5437, and they can ask to speak to anybody in the office to become a big or a little, and everybody pretty much knows where to send them or how to get them involved. They can come in the office to get an application, and that address is 1320 Creighton Road. So there's plenty of ways to get involved or to become a little. So
are you open 5 days a week, like Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, and Laurie, would you tell us a little bit? We've got about a minute to go here.
Absolutely.
Just about all these things that are coming up.
Yes. Again, our November birthday campaign, that is going through the entire month of November. If you'd like to donate, bethebig.org, go to donate today. $5 would even help us at this point. You know, this helps the program. It is important for the sustainability of this program to receive these donations. And as far as sponsoring an event, registering for the Holly Jolly Mall Walk, you can go to bethebig.org and click on our events page, find the event that you're interested in, click on it, and it'll have all the information. You can also call me anytime, 433-5437. Or call the office, or go to bethebig.org and you'll find my email and all of the information on there if you have any questions whatsoever.
And that's Lori Oswald, who's their director
also,
of development.
Also, you know, follow our Facebook page,
yes.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. We post everything on there. You'll see a lot of our match stories, which are very inspiring, and you can learn a little bit more about our program as well as our events on there.
Thank you so much for being here. We had Laurie Oswald and Kaylee Smith with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. If you want to know more, you can go to their website at bethebig.org. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in this morning on Pep Talk. I'm Meg with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for coming in.